one of the things that really tickles me about this is that this is the alternate spring break. I mean, I don't know if it's a caricature of what spring break is like, but, you know, go to Florida, get drunk and carouse and have that kind of a time. As an alternative to that, one can go on the civil rights pilgrimage.
Absolutely.
And I'm impressed that, you know, typically 100 people choose this option over the partying one. Does that mean that you're not allowed to party on this trip?
You know, I tell students that they need to be responsible and they can't drink if they're under 21. And for the most part, students listen to those expectations. Students who choose to have this experience for their spring break are really focused on the learning and their relationships are built, and it's a phenomenal experience. But that's just not a part of what we're trying to accomplish. We do go to New Orleans, so there's such a rich history of free people of color and the way in which the social system was very different in New Orleans versus many other places in the South. And we try to deconstruct that through our trip and understand it better and understand the implications for today based on that difference in culture. And so it's an important stop on our trip, but, you know, certainly it's a place where people associate with partying. And I think it's really great for our students to associate it with so much more than just that.